Hello, my name is Ben Burrell, and this is a special episode of Bob Dylan Album by Album. I was going to put out a little Q&A episode today, in fact, to pass the time whilst we're all staying indoors during this current coronavirus pandemic. But this morning I woke up and we had a brand new Bob Dylan song, so I thought I'd do a quick episode on it. This is not a proper full episode. They obviously take a little bit of time to produce. And also, I think I don't want to do an episode on a new song just yet because it's only been out for a matter of hours and first impressions can often be misleading and we don't quite know the context of this song and I haven't spent a lot of time with it. So this is kind of first impressions on this brand new song. Sorry, this is going to be a little bit more rambly than normal episodes, so forgive me that. But these are my first impressions of Murder Most Foul.
'Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that will live on in infamy.
So on the 27th of March 2020, we have a brand new song from Bob Dylan, his first original composition in 8 years. And it's really great. It's really, really good, thankfully. It's a sprawling ballad that looks at lots of different things, that contemplates lots of different things. This song is cut from the same cloth as tunes like Red River Shore and Highlands. It's like an epic poem wrapped up in a blockbuster in that it has a lot to say, but it says it entertainingly. It's Bob's longest song to date as well. It clocks in at 5 seconds short of 17 minutes. And it obviously tells the tale in parts of the assassination of JFK. I mean, that's quite transparent, really. JFK is the cover art for a start. And the lyrics don't really try and hide that fact at all. But then it morphs into a race around the 20th century's cultural history with a bag full of musical references and other references too. Memphis in June is referenced, not for the first time in Bob's career. Queen are referenced as well. The Who and Quadrophenia are there too. The name of the song actually comes from a book by Stanley J. Marks, which published questions and answers about the assassination of JFK. So again, just to reiterate, he's not really making any bones about this. It's definitely about that in part. And actually, I find it quite interesting because that book looks like it strays a little bit into the world of conspiracy theorists. I mean, I don't think Bob is getting into conspiracy theories or anything like that. But a couple of the lines sort of hint at that. There's a really good lyric. Let me find it for you. I had to write it down. The lyric is, "We'll mock you and shock you and put it in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place." He's obviously talking about this incident as if there's much more to it, which I think we can all agree there probably is. And it's kind of great he's decided to revisit this all of a sudden. It's not really a protest song, but it is Bob talking about a huge social and political incident. So I think people might view it as a protest song to a degree because it's obviously Bob. But I like the fact that the man who's often called the voice of a generation is once again looking at stuff that's happened in his generation. Obviously, there's been people comparing it to Chimes of Freedom, which I sort of understand. I don't really think Chimes of Freedom is specifically about JFK. I know I spoke about this in the Another Side of Bob Dylan episode. I think it might have been inspired by the events going on at that time, but I don't think it's necessarily about him. This seems to be much more specifically about JFK's assassination. But again, as I say, it's nice that Bob is looking at incidences that have shaped his and our lives, and he's sort of not voicing his opinion on them in so much as he did in protest in his protest songs, but certainly giving a sort of subjective opinion. In the second half of the song, or in the second section of the song, I guess, we move away from JFK. Actually, just the final lines on the JFK bits are great. I'll just read it to you. This is the kind of final verse that directly concerns JFK. It goes like this. "The day they killed him, someone said to me, 'Son, the age of the anarchist has only begun.'" Which is quite timely, isn't it? It feels like America might have been lost ever since JFK was assassinated. And it's been getting slowly worse, and we are where we are now, with whatever that is in the White House. It continues, "Air Force One coming in through the gate, Johnson sworn in at 2:38. That's a great line, isn't it? "Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul." That's great, isn't it? I mean, those last kind of lines on JFK really struck me. From there, we go into just a series of musical references, mostly musical references. Wolfman Jack is referenced, the famous radio host. What a radio host he is, speaking as someone that does that professionally. A proper titan of the industry. And then we also get references to Billy Joel songs. What was the song? I can't remember now. Only the Good Die Young, that was it. The Beatles, obviously, and Don Henley's mentioned by name, as are quite a few other people, actually. Another one, Bites the Dust, is referenced, as I mentioned earlier, Queen. Just loads and loads and loads of references. And at one point, it's just Bob saying, play this, play that, play number nine, which we assume is a reference to the Beatles. They're obviously mentioned quite a few times. Play It for Lindsay and Stevie Nicks, obviously, Fleetwood Mac and Nat King Cole, and many, many more. So yeah, from then on, it's just kind of like a nice roll round the 20th century's cultural landscape, which is great, because if you want it from anyone, get it from Bob. He's someone that's been the spokesperson of that generation and of the 20th century. So if you're gonna get someone referencing loads of great bits of art from that time period, then let it be Bob. He's the one you want it from. I just saw it described on Twitter, actually. Now I can't find that tweet, so apologies, I can't name you, dear listener. But where's that gone? I can't find it at all, sorry. But the tweet said it sounded like an American Pie from 1964 or whatever onwards, which is kind of the perfect description. Musically, there's a lot to like as well. The percussion really stood out for me. I absolutely loved that. I thought it was subtle and impactful at the same time. The soundscape was great. It was very spacious, very interesting. I felt like it sounded like one of the best kind of atmospheres in a Bob song we've had for a while. I kind of feel like I love Modern Times and Love and Theft and Tempest. I always felt that they could go a little bit further with the production and do something a little bit different. That seems to have happened here somewhat. Here it sounds like either one of two things has happened. Bob's produced a song on his own, and he's done a really good job of it, which we have seen. I mean, through the years, through all the albums he's self-produced, they have his production slowly got better, and the songs have slowly sounded better and better. They weren't even bad to begin with, so he's really like ramping through the gears. Either that's happened, and this is one of his best self-produced songs, or he's worked with another producer. I know there was rumours of him working once again with Daniel Lanois. I'm not entirely sure if I can see that. I mean, the last we heard, they were on sort of okay-ish terms. I know Lanois still talks about him in interviews quite fondly and quite openly, so that would suggest they're on sort of good terms, but there has been a rocky relationship there in the past. I don't think anyone's disputing that. And there was a rumour of an album called Days of Yore, so I mean, this could be from that. Although, having said that, the copy that came with the song suggested it kind of wasn't really from a new album at all. This is what they put out with the song. They said, "Greetings to all my fans and followers with gratitude for all your support and loyalty across the years. This is an unreleased song we recorded a while back that you might find interesting. Stay safe, stay observant, and may God be with you, Bob Dylan." So it doesn't say like taken from a new album or from a new era of Bob's work. So I would assume that this is, as he says there, just a song they had that they wanted to put out. Whether they wanted to put it out to cheer everyone up in this current epidemic, I don't know, maybe. That copy certainly suggests that they are, I don't know, putting it out in a very timely fashion. And it is sort of a timely song for this current state of the world, which is not good. So it doesn't sound like it's coming from a new album, but it could potentially be a bootleg or an offcut from a forthcoming album. Or alternatively, it could be a Tempest outtake. I mean, it doesn't sound a million miles away from Tempest. Although having said that, it could be a new piece of music recorded much more recently. And there's two things that make me think this. One, Bob's voice, which is the star of the show in this song. It's really good. His delivery is incredible. He's got that kind of narrator delivery, I call it. It's like it's half sung, half spoken. It's a bit like, you know, when authors go on book tours and they read their books in theatres and stadiums and arenas, if you're a very big author, and they have that kind of narrator voice. It's not melodramatic, it's not acting, but it's certainly got a style to it. I think Bob has that style here. And that isn't a million miles away from how he's been doing songs like a Rolling Stone live, for example. I saw him in Hyde Park in London back in the summer, and it was a very similar delivery on Like a Rolling Stone compared to the one we get here. So maybe that makes me think it is a little bit more up to date. And the other thing that makes me think it might be a bit more up to date is Charlie Sexton, who's been a long time Bob affiliate. He's been in his backing band, of course. He Instagrammed a video not too long ago with strings. Just, he was in a studio, and it was just isolated strings on, we assume, a track. And it wasn't a million miles away from this song. So possibly they've recently recorded it, or maybe they've overdubbed strings on an old track recently. I don't know. But those two things make me think it might be a little bit more up to date. Although I suspect it does have a whiff of Tempest about it. I suspect it might be a Tempest offcut. We shall see. We don't know. I can merely muse. And I can muse on it for hours, but I won't. Don't worry. Also, a couple of people have pointed out the copy, the words I mentioned there about greetings to my fans and followers. It sounds a little bit like this is a final offering from Bob, which is kind of backed up with the epic nature of the song and the very Dylan lyrical content. And also the words in the copy were quite soft, weren't they? They were quite, I don't know, stay safe, stay observant, and may God be with you. That's an interesting way to sign it off, because usually Bob's kind of press releases and his social media activity are quite matter of fact and straight down the line, but that was very, very soft. So whether that's come from Bob and not a PR team, I don't know, and that may be the difference. But I don't think it's his final offering. We'll see. I think, fingers crossed, we've got many, many more original compositions to come from Bob. What we do know, though, is he has released a song about the assassination of JFK. There was a great quote in 1971 that he said, when asked about JFK, he said, "If I was more sensitive about it than everyone else, I would have written a song about it, wouldn't I?" It appears he now has, and it's come at a really important time. He's written a song about JFK's assassination, and that leads as a little springboard to talking about a world that is falling apart, which is the current situation for us all. Bob could not have released this at a better time. Also, it proves that he's still got it, he's still able to surprise us, and he's still very much Bob Dylan. Long may that continue.
Lay darkness and death will come when it comes. Play love me or leave me by the great bird town. Play the bloodstained banner, play murder most foul.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Normal service will be resumed next time round as we have a look at the album Saved, as we continue our little look at the Christian period from Bob. If you want to buy me a coffee in the meantime, you can do. The link is in the episode's description, as are the links to our social media if you want to chat about this brand new song from Bob. Nice one once again for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.